had puts on a show.
Welcome to the Friendly Jimmy's podcast.
Hello.
And
there.
God, you just caught us at a really bad time. We were bitching about someone who listens to this podcast while it was about to start, but glad that name wasn't on air.
Yeah, the important thing is Turkmenistan.
No.
A perfect strike rate of near 300 episodes and not editing them. Still going strong.
Dude, people ask me, people often ask me, how long does it take you to edit the podcast? And I have to tell them that I don't actually edit the podcast. But here's the thing. But yeah. They're surprised by it because for some reason they think, I think we've learned how to like edit ourselves while we're going, I think. Or maybe, can someone tell me, do you think that this podcast is edited? Because it actually isn't.
No, we're like Tony Robbins, but way better.
I have a natural flow and ability to influence people all around the world.
No. Maybe. Maybe.
Dude, you should look at Jordan's face right now. He looks pissed.
Yeah, I know.
I told him that he will die in an orange jumpsuit soon, and he wasn't as pissed as when Miss Love said, fuck Tony Robbins.
Yeah. I had a Pakistani man wish death on me.
Death to the friendly Jordis.
That's fine. You can say that. I'm all for free speech.
As opposed to
But
say
like, yeah, just, I'm not for blasphemy. That's the difference.
He's a religious man. And his God is Tony Robbins.
And his God is legitimately Tony Robbins. And self-admittedly, Miss Love, we never asked you, who is your God?
We all know who that is.
Who is it?
I think I'd say...
Okay, but best answered with just this little quick snippet of his monumental work, which is, hello, Copper Cab. Hey, Gavin. Still think you're hot shit? I sure do. Why have you got cum on your face? It's not cum, it's milk.
I thought you were going to say Josh Homme from Queer Range of the Stroner.
No, but is that your God? Who is your God?
I mean, like, I don't... Probably more him, dude. I think Gavin McInnes...
No, you're a pagan. You have many gods.
Yeah. Gavin McInnes, Jimi Hendrix.
The sun god. The absolute sun god is... what was that guy again? The bassist from that band that did this heart attack. Faker. Miss Love bought a guitar off them once. A band that sometimes played out Rove live in some of their segments, but Rove used to pay them out a lot and they were visibly pissed. Can you imagine Rove paying you out?
And if
all true, all fucking true, dude.
Hand to God, the bassist of them all.
He was a really sweet guy, and like, I'm sure he doesn't listen to the pod, he was really nice, but works in a guitar shop. Didn't work out, which is really brutal.
Still thinks it is. He's 40. He thinks he has a shot at a comeback. When was Faker released? 2004.
I'm not on this train, as Ollie would say. I'm not on this train. I can't.
I don't agree with you. I'm not on this train.
I'm not on this train.
It's so good. We finally found the thing that'll make Miss Love recoil in being triggered. And that is paying out unsuccessful musos.
That I've met. If I've met them, it's too brutal. Because on the off chance that I'm in a sushi train munching down that weird thing that's like egg with rice or whatever the fuck. I never know what it is, but that brown thing. And then I look up and my eye catches across the way that guy. By the off chance he's heard the pod, I'll just be like, okay, I'm just going to kill myself. I would have like literally grabbed the nearest fork.
He's the sushi chef. And then he puts fugu in it. And while you're on the ground catching your heart, he just whispers, this heart attack, eh?
No. He would definitely whisper it more. He would say that. But you just know he'd grab you close and just go,
this heart attack.
And then while
you're like just trying to gasp for air, he's just like, gotta get away, not coming back. Stabs a chopstick in your eye.
You know what we've just amalgamated in that fucking story? We've amalgamated every frustration and paranoia that an up-and-coming, like, up and budding musician has ever had of like, I'm gonna make it, and then like the rage that would happen.
Do you like, so you really like this guy because He's an up-and-coming... Well, he's not an up-and-coming...
I don't like him at all. I'm just scared on the one-in-a-billion chance that he's, like, outside your door right now. That's it.
You're really scared of losers killing you. I don't know why that is, but, like, honestly, you are... Yeah. You, look, I know we do this a lot, Miss Love, but I think that we can finally settle on what your soulmate is, and that is a Chinese man that lives in an Indonesian city that's in the outskirts that sells cigarettes, and there's always Indonesian gangsters coming up going, give me the money, no, that too little.
Yeah, he's talking to me, man. He's talking to me. You're right, dude. I fucking feel that. It's a shiesty guy that's always like on edge, that smokes ciggies, and always looking out for the bass player of the band. This harder time. Just constantly replaying it in his head.
Yeah. I would pay.
Carries his life savings in his back pocket because it could save his life.
Also, I know we're already on a huge tangent, and I know we did this. This is more of a Move Roove FM thing rather than the Friendly Jimmy's pod. But I would really. It's another one of those things for me. I mean, there's only a few things that really give me nourishment in life. It's like nachos, some other kind of nachos, and this. I would love to know where the singer for Faker is. What's he doing right now? It's another investigative. Get out there, our little Jimmy's, and research, because I want to know what that guy's
up. To wrap this up, I'm just glad that your god is in Jekyll.
who's that monkey god in Hindu folklore?
Hanuman.
Yeah, that's his Hanuman.
Jekyll, yeah, he is.
The monkey god.
Fucking hell.
Jekyll's the god of roosts.
Yeah, I love Jekyll, but he is getting worse.
Dude, have you seen that video?
More cringy. Which one? I still watch him, but it's like...
Literally, dude, this is the height of cringiness. Like, I think he should have been arrested.
Was it the Vietnam thing?
He tasered his girlfriend's tits.
And I'm back on the Jekyll train. No, I
don't agree with that. I'm not on that train, dude. Tasing.
Stop getting on and off the train. Make up your mind.
No, dude, I'm fine with that. I've met his girlfriend. I'm fine with that. What I'm not cool is with, like,
what do you mean? I've met his girlfriend. You think she deserves to be tasered?
A little bit, but the thing that I'm not down with is when, like, he's like ruining Vietnamese weddings by chucking selfies and being like, you know your boy Jekyll is up in this Hanoiting wedding in Hanoi, and like the people are just like, can you like get out, like you're ruining the photos. He's like, it's like on his own ruining weddings.
I've seen those, but you know
he should be the host of that fictional show on The Simpsons called Shop Chopped or whatever.
Do you know how many likes he's getting to? It's like a solid 3.
No, you got one.
It deserves 5.
You got 1.
1.
I don't understand how a man who has 5,000 followers, and by the way,
what is this phenomenon?
Why? He gets 1 like from 5,000 followers.
Really?
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Is it him?
Yes.
No,
it's not him. No, but it's his account.
I bet it's Miss Love. I always assume it's Miss Love.
Probably. Well, what's that about? What is that phenomenon?
It's such a classic.
I think like what's happened is like, because Miss Love basically, you know how I follow Jekyll?
This is
one
a good
day
story.
I gave my phone to Miss Love. In fact, both Miss Love and Holly both did that with me. So Holly were like, which was
the blue fox?
Yeah, she made me follow the blue fox, which is, no, it's not shameless. I should have done it anyway.
It's all right.
However, she's fine. She's great. Holly, you're awesome. Miss Love, you, on the other hand, are a fucking maniac because he took my phone and he did not like blue fox or even Forest Hole. He liked Jekyll, and now Jekyll is on all of my news feeds, and I'm kind of addicted. I'll admit it.
It's a drug, dude.
I wait for that shit.
And like a drug, it's bad for you. You don't even really like it, but you need
it. It's so cringy.
I know, dude.
It's like all Jekyll does is takes, and that's okay. Yes. No one gives a fuck about him.
I know, it's so brutal.
No, you guys do.
We do. But, and like, you know what? Like,
fuck, that's some pretty dire straits, isn't it? That his fan club are talking about him like this. These aren't his haters.
But you know what, dude?
His
haters follows me too.
Literally try and kill him.
He follows me.
Just just because he says sriracha instead of sriracha, but that is death worthy. I will pay.
I'm down with dead.
Even I, when we gave him an interview, I was just like, it's sriracha. I was like, no, it's not. I'm just like, I want to kill you now. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, I'm a fan, but like, I want to murder you.
Can't believe that is Australia's version of blasphemy. There's just a bunch of Aussie cunts walking around being like,
are you paying out Bunnings or not? Well, on the off chance, we've got to sacrifice you now just to make the God of Australia happy. Yeah.
Because Bunnings are our church.
Fuck, as they should be.
Yes.
Yeah. Saws and snags. But like, look.
And let's not forget flowers that are very seasonal and everyone buys them and then they die a week later.
Straight away. But like, look, I could talk about this all pot. I just think he is amazing. But can we just a little, let's finish up.
Yeah.
But like, I don't get it. It's so Jekyll is so as puzzling to me as the red eye of Jupiter. I don't get it, but I really love it.
But he's like, you know, at this point, he's not even puzzling. He's sometimes funny,
barely, dude.
Yeah, but so rarely. Like, it's
I love it.
Uncanny how
rare. Jekyll, if you are listening to this, we do love you, but we're just
I will never unfollow you. I promise you that because...
But he can take it. Jekyll, you got to mix it up. You can't just film yourself going to Coles and then film some random guy and then scream roast. That's not a fucking career.
Yes, it is. Let the man do what he do. No, there's two people that have made a very successful career out of it. It's Jekyll and the Bong Lord. Those are the two. It's this... I'm guessing Vietnamese guy that has... You know those really... disinterested. They're my favourite people on earth. Southeast Asian men that are really weedy.
Yeah.
You can tell that they can't get erections anymore. Oh, well, that's... Look, every Asian person is sleepy. I don't know why that is. They're just genetically tired.
No, dude. It's just the eyes. What are you talking about?
Fuck, Ali.
No, I'm like...
Dude, I'm sorry, but I'm not on that track.
I didn't mean it that way. It was supposed to be...
No. You're on the train. No, you started. You're the conductor.
I'm pulling the chain. I'm off this train. No. I apologize. It was...
No, but go on.
Yeah, sorry. Go on.
Who's the Bong Lord? For God's sakes, tell me.
Okay. And you can thank me later, Miss Love. But there is I'm guessing Vietnamese man with that classic really stoned eyes that Asian people have when they smoke way too much weed, where their eyes are permanently bloodshot, and it's like, dude, stop. Your eyes are about to explode. Like, they're so veiny.
Implode.
Probably implode. I don't know what the answer is, but like, there's that, and there's also the opportunity that a lot of Asians are given in life, which is that their lungs implode when they take too many bongs. Because they're too small. And he battles that all. Oh. He wears a balaclava on his head with some glasses over the front.
I do know him. I do. Yep, he's a legend. He's a legend.
For anyone who doesn't follow him, favorite YouTuber of all time. Both of them. It's just, what I like watching is loser Asians. That's my cup of tea. Rice Gum, the Bong Lord. And so basically...
And Jekyll ought to...
Well, he's not Asian. He's pretty much an honorary Asian. He spends most of his life in Bali and Vietnam.
Yeah, and he's
a very small man.
And he is like the size of any average Asian man.
Yeah, he's smaller, dude.
Yeah,
he's much smaller than an Asian man.
Yeah, he's basically... If he was in Pakistan, he would be opening doors for Pizza Hut.
He's pretty much the size of our penis.
Sorry.
He is. He's our penis that just escapes, does some videos and comes back.
How are we fans?
We're fans, but like, I almost want to pull out the look. You know, it's not gonna work for the medium. But I was tempted to pull out my phone and just look at the last video I did. But I guarantee you, it's like him walking around. And like, I love you, Jekyll, but like, you got to mix it up. That's what I'm telling
you. Dude, I don't think he listens to this. I don't think he has the attention span to listen to an hour long.
He definitely would listen to the pod. But like, look, basically, he'll do a video and like, it'll be like a really badly taken photo of him. So it looks like it's like one that's like, yeah, you should have deleted that. But okay, you posted it instead of deleted it. So you've got that. And then there's like
a
rant.
Filter, bro.
And then there's a rant. It's like, he's got this language, this vernacular to him, which I actually love, but it's just puzzling and bizarre, where it's just sort of like, it's kind of like, you know, it's just like, pussy bitch little motherfuckers can't take my shit on the Perth scene. Haha. Should have known your boy was going to be one up on that pushy little bitch motherfuckers. New track dropping soon, blah, blah, blah. It's like, and you got to know that this is some persona shit and I'm not self-aware. So, and it's like, gonna keep hounding those pussy bitches till the end. And then something like fuck the Perth scene and sort of like, something like, I don't know, it's this particular thing like, little bitches, hashtag Camp Cope. And it's like, two likes.
Yeah. Always. Always. And why does he put up his emails on Instagram? Have you seen that shit? Where like he would apply to a venue, yeah, and the venue would
seen that.
The venue would say, "Sorry, we can't have you." And he would say, "Fuck you, bitch! You can." And
he's like, "You're probably a sexist bitch," and ousts them. It's like, dude, no, you can't like book the end more. And then like, and then it gets like three likes, and he's like, "I've ousted you." It's like, not if less members than your family saw the photo. No, they technically haven't been ousted.
I don't know. It's so bizarre.
And he puts up their name mentioned, and you go like, Jekyll, that's just... It's like me putting up every job that I've been rejected for on fucking Instagram. And like, well, yeah, fuck you, yeah, you SJW cunt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And you're like, well, maybe they just didn't want you,
maybe
man.
They just didn't want you. I know. And also, it's like I'm going to call it. This is all the... I mean, look, I don't know how many Jekyll fans.
Jekyll fans. There's none. There was
one. You
have
to do something new. We love you, but you have to... And, dude, if we come back to Perth... You best know we're doing shots with you again all night. There's no question. But as a creative entity, you have to move on. And I'm going to call it right now. You got to move on from roast.
No, what?
No.
In the great turn of events, ladies and gentlemen, we have just found out that the Earth does not revolve around the Sun, but in fact, the Sun revolves around the Earth because Miss Love Balabajic has just said that roast is outdated.
Yeah.
Dude, you convinced
him. We're going to have to roast him.
To like continue that for the next decade.
Burn Miss Love alive. There's no alternative to this.
Maybe this whole Labour Gavin McInnes petition sent me ballistic and I've lost my way, but like,
it has. It's completely put your moral compass out of whack. It's like you're in the North Pole and it's just spinning around in circles now. I don't know what you're saying doesn't even make sense anymore.
Maybe, look, I should probably...
shouldn't say roast. It's like Ali saying, shouldn't say, I'm not on this train.
Look, I know, maybe...
It's a classic.
Maybe I've lost my way and I should just piss off out of Kensington and just walk perpetually till I die. But I think, you know, maybe... Just all I'm saying is consider maybe on the off chance that he should change up the one thing
that he does,
which is saying one obscure word. Here's the effort of changing it to another obscure word.
What does toast. He change it to?
It took one second. Toast. He took it there. It took 1 second. Toast?
Oh, you're
roast,
saying he
maybe?
Just changes his catchphrase, but what would be his content? Like, I don't
you
think
what,
that
you know
man
Jekyll's
can do
in,
much.
Okay, I know we're going on. I just love him and hate him, but love him. But look, this is the deal. He is like Jackass. If you want to stay relevant, hurt yourself. Do up the ante. Like, do more shit. Like, I don't know. You can't just be on holiday and film someone drinking a beer. And be like, yeah, that's pretty yum. Yeah, fuck the haters. No, that's not going to cut it. You're going to have to nail your balls to a side post. I like that you tasered your girlfriend. Maybe more of that. But there's just too many, like, really bad photos of himself. And like, you all know this is
dude,
it. You all know this is a character. It's like,
he just
met you, dude.
Yeah.
No. It's quite the opposite. The character is too real.
Wait, so when you were doing shots with him, was he puking?
Yeah, he puked at the bar.
No fucking.
I love that part of him. Don't stop doing
stop
that.
Disclosing Don't these stop things th- about him.
Sorry. Are you serious?
Show your penis more respect.
All right, we can move on. I can talk.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay. And we're going to play a game.
Please start calling your cock Jekyll. And also, that logo that he has, get it tattooed on your cock. Come on. Now we can move on
to
highbrow quality content.
Yeah, okay.
Change places.
Jordan, can you please explain to the audience what this game is?
Okay. Sorry, just let me. I'll just be all right in the corner here.
I'll just digest that for a second. It's the worst logo. It's worse than fucking Mudvayne's logo. Mudvayne.
What was that Aussie band called? What's the one that Dave from school thought he was like cousins with, but actually wasn't? What are they called?
Summerland?
No, not Summerland. Sunk Loto. Hey, look. If the Patreon reaches a certain amount, I'll get a Sunk Loto tattoo.
On your cock?
Oh, God. No, Jekyll's on the cock.
Alright.
What's the amount?
If the Patreon reaches...
I really don't want a Sunk Loto tattoo. I really don't.
What's the Jekyll cock?
I mean, look.
If we get one more patron this week, he's getting it.
Oh, shit! We just got one!
Alright, we have Jekylls on my cock. Hey, then Jekyll will really come back to where he's home. He is my cock.
Wait, are you saying that he sucked you? Well,
I'm saying he is my penis.
Oh,
he just jumped
off
on
the... So your penis is very short.
Yeah, well, he's like...
It's a penis. It can't be that tall. Yeah, but it's still an impressively large cock.
Like
2 feet.
Well, according to Jordan, his penis is fucking Shaq, so it's fine if you've got Jekyll.
Yeah, actually, Jekyll's my penis. Let's be honest. That's why I have such affinity for him. Yours is like... I don't know.
What's it? You got a midget cock, do you?
No, I don't have a midget cock, but...
Yeah, you do.
He's half my size. That's like a big...
That's a huge schlong. So, you just chopped one of your legs off and you've just got Jekyll, and every time you walk, it just goes roast, roast, roast.
We measured our penises once. You should know how big.
Yeah, actually, and also to one of our longtime listeners, who's also my booking manager now, Sandy, who specifically requested that we stop measuring our cocks every 6 months due
Dude,
to lack
fact,
of content. My answer is, no. After thinking about this for a long time, no.
Someone actually recently mentioned that to me. They were I listened to one of your pods. I was like, which one? You guys were measuring your cocks in that podcast.
That came up in a conversation a few times with me too, and it's just like, you have to do that thing of just kind of like, haha, yeah. You have to do that thing of just being like, yeah, it's a bit embarrassing, haha, it's kind of silly. And then like, they walk away and under your breath, you're like, one day I'll be rich, cunt. You
know? And yeah, we will. Well, with that size, probably not. You've got to have something a bit more impressive to be measuring it and making money out of it. Porno.
It is really sad that we stoop to such levels just for like some cheap laughs.
No.
So anyway, let's just move
Having
on to
that,
switching
let's
each say. Other's underwear.
Let's do it.
All right, so what? No, but first you need to explain what the fucking segment is.
Okay, so this segment is called Change Places, which is that we change each other's underwear.
No, pants.
And underwear.
Oh,
what?
We're doing both.
No,
we're doing the full Monty.
No, we're not.
Well, you didn't want to play this last week, so we had to up the ante. This is all on you, Ali.
Well,
I mean, I'd rather not.
I don't want to wear...
Yeah, it's so good that Bissoff's already whipped out his cock while we're still discussing
this.
So, well,
on
let's
this
just go
train.
On to it.
I don't
Doesn't
agree
matter
with
if
this.
You're on this train.
No.
This isn't a train. This is a rocket anyway.
Okay, I'm a moderator.
It's a train. It's a rocket. Okay, we do it.
You're pathetic, Ali. Everyone shame Ali. Remember when Ali, like, got angry at me for following the rules of the show, of the chili challenge that he himself set up and then changed them halfway through. See, this is the thing. You're not the dictator of Turkmenistan, Ali. You weren't even allowed in the country.
Fuck off. I'm still pissy about that, okay?
Well, change pants. It'll make you feel better.
Okay, fine.
I can't get over how similar this looks to Death of the West.
All right, we're changing undies.
Right.
Miss Love and I are changing it because Ali is a little bitch. And he's got one of his used condoms in his room, and he is giving us lectures about morality. All right, let's change. Let's change. Currently taking off my pants and cupping my peen in my hands. I'm doing it as well.
I don't want you naked men in my room.
Doing it as well. Everyone's got.
No, we're not doing this. I'm not doing this shit. I am not doing this shit.
You fucking conservative Muslim Pakistani. We're trying to initiate you into Australian culture, which is
Fuck
to do
off,
really borderline gay shit
back.
While barely drunk.
I'm going back.
I'm too fat for your pants.
This is... I don't know why I...
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies.
No, I'm just doing my pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm too.
Ali's just doing it halfway.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm too fat for Jordan's pants. Ali's keeping his undies on. Jordan's got mine on.
Oh,
you can't get this from Love Live.
I'm sorry, but I've never had a pair of pants that fits so well in my life. Dude, Miss Love, stop proving to the world that you know how to live. God, why is everything about you so comfortable? There's a constant thing
so
that happens
you're
to
you're actually going to sit in each other's underwear.
Yeah we're doing it now, and like, I could feel it.
You know what?
I could. It's, this is not my underwear. I feel that.
Me too. Too binding.
It's so loose. Loose morals, loose underwear.
Fucking hell. I'm gonna literally bring out the race card like Dave Chappelle was like, man, when you hang out with white guys, yeah, you do borderline gay
shit,
man.
Dude, that's how you get about with white people.
Dude, I don't know why when you get your when you're a fucking you're getting your passport and your citizenship. I don't know why. I'm surprised the lady who gave you the certificate didn't make you take your pants off and switch to that. This is an old Australian custom. This is basically like what Australia is about. This is the only reason we're not PC, because we can like do really fucked up shit.
The drop of a hat. We may not walk a mile in each other's shoes, but we wear each other's jocks.
Yeah.
The only people that are seeing my cock are doctors and women. That's just how
doctors,
it is.
That's weird.
No, I'm just joking. look, there should just be a...
Yeah, but I didn't see Miss Love's schlong. I just saw a bunch of pubes hanging out from his hands.
Well...
Ali, you have to... You're never going to fully embrace... It's like Lamington's... Bunning snags.
Yeah, fuck
Jekyll.
It. I'm buying my ticket back home. This is all
yeah,
right.
No. Yeah, dude,
this isn't like
this. This is how you curb immigration, Miss Love. Watch it.
I know. I'm writing this in my little notebook.
What the fuck? I thought this was like the post-Renaissance world of enlightenment. I didn't know that you had to wear each other. Dude, it's not even about like...
We are enlightened. This is how you do it.
I don't
they
even
do it
mind,
in Puerto
I
Rico.
Just, you know what it was? I don't even mind fucking showing you my cock. It's just I
the
do
undies.
Not want to wear one of your underwear.
It's gross. But it's
it does feel really disgusting, I've got to say. I know just by the moisture in his underwear where his cock is lying most of the time.
Ali, this is our culture. That's the way. Like, Jordan used to play a game called Punishment Poker in high school where he, in one instance, burnt his friend. No, not burnt.
Branded
his friend with a boiling hot spatula onto his arse. I've seen the footage, and it was like third degree, fifth degree burns. I don't know, really badly.
That was year 11.
That was year 11.
Like, I've got a degree now.
So yeah, so we move on from burns to wearing each other's undies.
But you do realize that mark is never going away, right?
No, like, I've seen his ass when he gets changed.
I've seen it too. It's there's lines. There's three. It's like a barbecue ass. I've got a fucking burn on me from a cigarette lighter. It is the Australia. If you took it like look at the map of the world, maybe America would be closely following. But in terms of like humiliation and like pain involving alcohol and just like I don't know. Shits and giggles. Australia would be... If there was an Olympics for that, Australia would get gold every time. There'd be one Texan from America that had won, that had win like the fifth game, being like, you know, been like, put your balls on the heater. He might win that and be like, yeah. But like the rest would all be Aussies.
Yes.
And mainly Queenslanders, I reckon.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, winning a competition for walking into a corner store naked, Australia would win that.
Oh, man.
Streaking.
Daily.
It's not a game if people don't streak.
And it's not homoerotic. It's just freedom. Like even kids, even
the
like
freedom to share bacteria from your balls is really the kind of freedom I was looking for when I went to when I came to Australia, finding a better life.
Well, in an expression that you use a lot to explain conservatism and the media, Ali, you have to accept the whole package.
No pun intended.
I'm not accepting this package. I don't know. I'll find my Pakistani passport somewhere, and I'll renew
you'll
that.
Get
shit.
Back there. I reckon if you went back, you'd just be like, you'd probably. I don't know. It's just
no.
Probably,
I'd be like, all right, Jordan, send me your underwear. I'm coming back.
Yeah, but then you try one of the like
shawarma meats served on one of those Roman swords and be like, diggy, 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 and it'd be really good.
I'm jealous of the food.
It is. It's such a... It must be a land of contrast, because as soon as you get out of the plane in Pakistan, you take one whiff of air, it'd smell like shit, and you'd want to get straight onto the plane. So but then, just before...
It's kind of true, though, I must say.
Okay. It's kind of.
No, really? No, dude, as soon as you get up, for the one thing that you realize...
It's hot. I bet it's hot.
No, it's not even about being hot. You realize that the air, like, your lungs are now working at 60% efficiency as compared to 100% that was, or like whatever it was.
Is it because it's a big city?
There's just too much air pollution.
Shit.
The only time in the day, and I'm being serious, the only time in the day that I felt, okay, I think I can breathe like a normal person is at 5 a.m.
Oh, man. We all, they don't call it the lucky country for nothing, do they?
That's exactly right, Mishra. How's my
undies for you? I take right, not breathing over sharing cock bacteria any day.
Well, one day you'll become a real Aussie, but I'll be there. I'll be wait. My undies will be waiting for you on that day. I'll be at Lane Cove Shops with char grilled Charlies in one hand and a fucking shandy in the other with my pants down, smiling, waiting for you.
Words of wisdom.
Well,
anyway, let's move on to some other
now
subject.
Now that you've had your day, I'll have my day, because I will talk about I will talk about an issue that I think went out of cycle maybe 4 weeks ago. Saudi Arabia and the brutal murder of a genuine journalist from Washington Post.
Oh, what? Can't we talk about Indonesia? All right.
Okay, maybe
what,
we can.
The food's not that good. Case closed.
No, the food's fucking awesome. First
no,
of all,
it's
I don't...
Not.
It's, yes, it is.
What, noodles with an
it's
egg?
It's Asian KFC. It's fried chicken, eggs, and rice.
First of all, you love KFC, so don't pretend and be almighty right now.
Yeah,
that
but
you
I can't eat it every
celery.
Day. I can eat it six times a week.
What?
Yeah, we did eat it every day for a long period
dude,
of time.
What is the
and not
deal?
Only did we
but
eat...
like, dude, do you want to go and relive that?
No,
can you
I
do that for the rest?
Don't.
Exactly. That was some low shit.
I just don't get, just like what? I just don't get what the deal with the. I don't get what the deal with the egg on everything is, and I like egg on everything, but even then, I'm just like, it's a bit. Oh, just yes. Not on everything.
And I don't know if this is like... I don't know how the food pyramid
this
is taught
this was not
taught
the
at
Indonesia
school.
Segment that we were talking
no,
about.
No, I gotta hear his opinion on this. I'm sorry.
But... Okay. Traditionally, what is at the bottom of every food pyramid is vegetables and fruit. I don't think that eating a plate of fried chicken, fried rice, fried egg is counterbalanced by having one slither of carrot on the top.
What?
Hey, it's the complete reverse of the food pyramid.
But
some are still healthy. How?
Because they don't have enough of it.
Oh, okay. Jesus, if they get affluent, they like 7 month lifespan.
No, but you know what? It's actually, you know why they're healthier? Because
they
all of that shit. No, they don't actually exercise. Because all of that shit is not processed as fuck. Like, that's the other thing that like maybe a lot of people here don't realize is that like. Okay, we might be thinking that we're having healthy food, but like all of this shit, packaged shit, is processed as fuck. Mm. Their stuff is, yeah, it's unhealthy, but like most of it is fresh stuff.
True.
Having said that, though, when I look at Indonesians, I don't think of like a guy standing there with one of those Muslim yarmulkes that they all wear and how he's sitting there with like seven teeth and they look rotten, the ones that he has, smoking a cigarette. I don't sit there and think like, wow, what are your secrets? Like, honestly, they have... I'm sick of everyone saying the British have the worst teeth on earth. It is the Indonesians.
Because
their
all
teeth
of
are
them
fucked.
Smoke... Dude, I... It's just because, yeah, they're just... All, the,
so
the
much realness.
The entire country is are chain smokers.
Yeah, they are.
It was weird. Like, after class, everyone...
Wait, why do you fucking live there?
I lived in Malaysia, which is pretty
same
much the same
shit.
Thing.
Okay, what did you eat? Just quickly. I'm obviously getting...
Fried chicken and rice.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you ate what you got, you know?
Damn.
But you
mee goreng, mee goreng?
Yeah, heaps of mee goreng. There's like, a lot of other food, too. But chicken. Like, I'll be honest, it's like most of it is very similar to the picture that you've painted.
Dude, I went to
it's
Bali.
It's not like there was some healthy
Bali.
Gold mine somewhere.
Yeah, dude, I went to Bali and it was like breakfast time, a giant bowl of noodles, mee goreng, with fried egg. And it was like lunchtime, like fried chicken with like fried rice and like.
Dude, they love their fried chicken. Yeah, like, Ayam goreng is like the thing that they all
and then
die
maybe
for.
Some noodles, and then dinner was like, okay, big bowl of noodles. It's like, this is bad for me, even.
Yeah, no, it's bad for everyone. Yeah. But, and you know, even their Macca's does fried chicken. Did you know?
I went to their Macca's. Yeah,
they do like they do fried chicken over there too. But
who doesn't like fried chicken? I suppose. But
look, but the point is that
pretty much I saw. Mislav, have you seen this documentary? it's called The Act of Killing.
Wait,
what's The Cove?
The Cove's about dolphins in Japan. I actually haven't seen that either, but I
well, like sushi cool. documentary?
No, yeah, they eat dolphins. Anyway, no, I haven't seen it.
The Act of Killing is a documentary about these gangsters that were responsible for killing a million Indonesians in the 60s.
No, you should know this, Mislav. Yeah. Not just any million Indonesians.
Yeah.
A million commies.
Really?
No one gave a fuck about them. And it's because of cunts like you.
Yeah, well, I'll just join that train.
Specifically you who wasn't born.
Yeah, specifically you who don't care about commies and was threatening to burn my poster, which is up on the wall, which is
welcome
one of the
to Ali's
things.
Binary world.
Those who don't know their history, Mr.
Welcome to Ali's binary world. Doesn't like the poster. Killed a massacred commies over...
that are vaguely communist.
Yeah.
Most of them were like just trade unionists and shit.
Half of them didn't know what
it's actually like. Just like a context.
Yeah.
Indonesia was one of the countries that was just on the verge of a communist revolution, and
America.
No, Indonesia.
No. But did America come in?
Yeah, America backed
America backed the military regime of Suharto
to run.
Who basically, what they did was. They well, Jordan's gonna get more into this, but I'll just give like the Google eye snapshot of it, which was that so America was petrified of Indonesia falling into
Vietnam, the Vietnamese thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, like as in falling to the Soviet bloc.
Yeah.
So they were and Suharto said that I have a way to fix this, and what he did was he made an alliance with basically gangsters, just like you know.
Wait, was this how long ago was this?
This was in the 60s,
right? Okay, so I'm thinking. I got confused. I was thinking about, you know, that guy recently, maybe it's Indonesia, that's just like in parliament. It's like, I have squads that kill drug dealers or drug takers, just kill them in the street. Is that Indonesia?
Philippines.
That's Philippines.
Fuck me. Go on. Continue.
So he made like, he basically like got all of these gangsters who were basically, you know, they were people who should have been in jail. And he said, well, here's the thing. Not only am I not going to put you in jail, I'm going to give you a lot of power. Whoa. And like the prominent ones amongst you, like their version of like Al Capone's, and you know, like the, I'm going to make you politicians. All you got to do is kill every commie.
Damn.
And they did that. They killed
shit.
Every commie.
And what's Indonesia like now as a result? Let's say
not commie.
Yeah, I know they're not commie, but
no, the system of governance that they have is described as gangster capitalism.
Because if you base
so they replace
your system,
communism with gangsters.
Oh my God.
Run the country.
Really? In Indonesia?
Yeah, because obviously when you kill...
Snoop Dogg is essentially the president.
Whoa. How do they have...
Snoop Dogg is safe?
He was a creep, man.
How is it safe to go there?
It's safe because, like, you know, gangsters, they're not still...
They're not idiots.
Well, first of all, this happened in the 60s. Things have sort of evolved over time. But
brutal, though. So you reckon it could have been, like, the Vietnam... Because I don't know. I've said much about Vietnam.
But this is actually... My girlfriend was asking me this the other day. She was saying, is there any Southeast Asian country that's doing well? And my answer was Vietnam.
Yeah.
Vietnam is doing well. You know what? All jokes aside, Indonesia isn't doing that bad either.
Yeah. But I mean...
But what I'm saying is, it would have been better if Indonesia had a communist base as opposed
to
a bunch of Crips running the
place. It works for Asia. I feel like it works for Asia. They don't mind
perpetually changing gears on pushbikes. No, what the communists are really good at is... I was actually... What?
No, all jokes aside. I think... I don't know. Like, even aesthetically in the least, I feel like Asia, it works. I don't know why. Communism works. I don't know why. But I do believe that. Like, being in Vietnam, I was like, yeah, I mean, like, this is kind of cool. Like, obviously the standard of living is not super high, but either is fucking... China, not China, like, I don't know, some other, like, you know, whatever, like Laos or Thailand.
But like,
you know, what I mean?
even like, you know, Singapore is one of the biggest success stories of Southeast
Asia. But they're hardcore
capitalists,
aren't they?
Yeah, they're hardcore capitalists. I'm not saying that you don't have to be a commie in order to be. Malaysia is a success story. And Vietnam is increasingly becoming a success story.
More free,
but that's
market.
But having said that, well, the only thing that I think would have helped Indonesia in terms of the communists, if the communists had taken over, was that the communists are really, really good at organizing institutions and making institutions.
Yeah.
Because they don't usually follow cults of personality, even though you would argue, well, fucking Stalin was a cult of personality, Mao was a cult of personality. Besides, like, the top figures, they try to, even Stalin and Mao, you can say whatever you want about them. They were genuinely communists, and they were interested in the world of ideas rather than just like making themselves really, really rich.
Well,
which is what like gangster capitalists do.
Totally,
they're really just into like making that cash money.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you can say whatever about Stalin, he wasn't into making cash money.
Yeah,
he was genuinely believed in what he was doing. He thought that was for the betterment of society. He
Lots
was wrong.
Of killing.
Man, you know that honestly,
but this is Stalin's killing is different to the Indonesian killing.
Yeah.
So Stalin's killing was a consequence of his ideas. Indonesian killing was, kill these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
like
it was
quite literally like,
I'd probably rather die like the Indonesian way personally, but like,
I mean, it's a simpler death, but like, it's a much
pretty
more
brutal.
Yeah.
Nah.
Because the act of killing, well, Jordan will tell you. So how did this whole killing actually happen?
So the act of killing is this documentary about them interviewing some of the gangsters 40 years on that killed thousands of communists.
Actually, yeah, you might have shown me a bit of this, but yep.
And so this documentary maker comes along and says, how about you make a film where you reenact you killing communists? And they're like, okay, why not?
Oh no, I have seen this. It's brutal.
You've seen it?
You showed it to me ages ago. Yeah, you made me watch it. You did?
No, I didn't know it existed until a week ago.
Oh, well, then I've seen it. I mean, it was just on SBS, and I was just tired, and I was like, what the fuck?
It's a very popular.
That's most of your education, isn't it?
Yeah.
Watching SBS, kind of hungover at 10:30.
Yeah.
It would have been on SBS. It was a very.
It
became very big. This documentary.
Yes, it was like, yeah, it was brutal.
It was brutal. But the thing that scared me the most, and this is a movie, keep in mind, that is more or less a reenactment of Snuff.
Yeah,
it's pretty much what it is. And it's an extremely disturbing film to watch. But at the same time, damn, those gangsters were funny.
Oh.
Jesus. I gotta say, hey, man,
look,
there's some funny scenes in that movie,
really?
Man.
Okay.
Because you know what it is? These gangsters are now irrelevant. The only reason why someone would agree to reenact a murder scene is because they're just bored now.
Yeah.
So these guys, what happened with these guys was because, so during the 60s, because you need millions of people killed, you needed a lot of people to kill so many people.
Yeah.
So every gangster got a job at the time, and they were all promised something. The ones that were like right amongst them and were the prominent eventually rose up in the ranks of the government. Eventually, even the Indonesian government was like, you know, we don't want like fucking gangsters running the entire country. So they kept a tab, but they got like some of the good ones that could sort of adapt themselves to having a clean life.
Yeah.
These gangsters that the movie was based on were,
the
for a second, they became really powerful because they had literally the license to kill.
Yeah.
No one would fuck with them. And then all of a sudden, people were like, well, your job's done. You can fuck off now. And you're like, well, I'm used to this life of being really powerful. We're like, fuck you. You don't have that life anymore. In fact, if you mess with us now, we'll kill you like you killed those guys.
Yeah,
so now they're just like bored. Some of them get like some handouts and pensions here and there.
They're celebrities.
Right.
They're heroes in Indonesia to
in
this day. Which is another
Indonesia.
Reason why they agreed to it. Because it's not considered a war crime what they did. They're still war heroes.
What?
That's actually, you know what? Okay, that's true in terms of the official. Because the government doesn't really look at it as like a massacre, which it was. The government looks at it as like, you know, it was a quashing of an insurgency. Let's just say that. However, the public opinion is different. I don't have the stats for it. But Jamie can bring that shit up. I would say the public opinion would not actually consider these guys as heroes. They would have considered it as a tragedy at this point.
Really?
Because you tend to reminiscent of what could be, and what could be is always great because what you have is kind of shit. Does that make sense?
Right.
So even though if it was shit, it doesn't matter. It was squashed when it could have been something great. So I think, in my opinion, maybe the public opinion is actually different. But obviously the government would not want to put that out because it will decrease the legitimacy of their own existence.
Yeah. Which is the scariest part about this film, because obviously the whole thing is extremely traumatic to watch. But the thing that disturbed me the most was when one of the gangsters ran for parliament. Mm. And first of all, the reason that he wanted to run for parliament, and he just admitted it on camera, was, if I can get into the building society of the gang, of the government, then I can go over to every shopkeeper and say, if you don't give me the money, then I close you down. So then they give me 10,000 ringgit, the next one give me 10,000 ringgit. That's just one block. I got 100,000 ringgit. Oh. So he's saying the reason he wants to be a politician is to be corrupt.
Oh,
on camera.
Well.
Now that's what I call a PR nightmare. You know?
Because if you, like, let's be real, every government does that. Taxation is theft.
For a second there, I was just like, he's right. I was like, wait, he's joking.
Yeah. Well, they're both good points. He could be very rich. But the other thing that disturbed me about it was then they showed the guy that won that race, and there was this huge rally for him. And then they were interviewing people talking about this governor that was winning that race. And man, they were saying this is the ethos that surrounds democracy in Indonesia. There's all these people cheering and chanting this guy's name. And then they go, yeah, all these people have been paid to be here. They get paid a little bit of money. Then they put that man in. And then he just, got some forestry mining license. Then he get this building license here. So everybody get a little bit rich out of it. So no, but everybody here just soap opera actor. They're all saying and chanting his name and dancing around. But everyone here thinking, fuck this shit. When do I get to go home? It all just an act. That is how everybody perceives democracy in Indonesia. It's that corrupt and rife. And I never thought about the ethos of this, of a government in a third world country that has ostensibly has a democracy. Yeah. It must be the same in Pakistan.
No, but you know what? Look, obviously that's brutal. Fucked. But like, I want to like give you a different perspective on this. What happens is like, because so when I actually meant it when I said that every government does the same thing. What a government does is, taxation isn't voluntary. You have to pay for it. And the reason we justify that is by saying we provide you, like the government provides you a certain services, like your road infrastructures, things that you normally wouldn't pay for. And for that, we need taxation. And hence, you need to pay this amount of money. If you don't pay this amount of money, you actually can't run your business. In third world countries, in an absence of a solid state that is able to provide the same functions, what do? You have these local gangsters that say, on top of your taxation, and in many places they don't even pay taxes, what they say is that you give us this amount of money. What is this money? It's protection money. It's a bribe, but then we protect you, we make sure that your business keeps running as long as we get our cut. What they're essentially doing is providing a service that the government is incapable to provide.
Yeah.
Does that make like it's
like the old mafiosos in Brooklyn?
It doesn't sound like that's what they're doing.
No, it doesn't sound like
in Indonesia. It honestly seems like there's this huge paramilitary that completely serves itself. It doesn't keep law and order at all. It doesn't give a shit if anyone dies. It just sucks money off the public and sucks money out of, you know, really illegal, environmentally destructive actions. And everybody's in on it.
There is that. There's like obviously, in a country where corruption is rife, a lot of people, like I said, they're like in it for the money. But everyone is in it for the money, really. Like most professions are also in it for the money. What I'm saying is like sometimes states aren't able to provide certain functions that others may be able to, and that doesn't mean that it's the most efficient system or it's a desirable system. But I'm just saying, like, it's a system that, like, you can understand why it exists. And over there in these, like, the act of killing guy, does he end up winning the elections?
No, because he doesn't have enough money to bribe people to vote for
exactly,
him.
Which means he is irrelevant. So what he is doing, Jesus he is looking Christ. At these bigger gangsters who are actually able to do this kind of shit. But what these other bigger gangsters are able to do is also provide services, which is why they're able to win the votes. Man, like, yeah, the thing is, if you're standing for elections, you need people to actually vote for you. And why would anyone vote for someone who's just like a non-irrelevant gangster cunt? People would vote for the top cunt. Someone who can actually go like, okay, this guy, no one will be able to fuck with this guy. And if someone is able to fuck with this guy, I'm going to vote for that guy. And they're both gangsters, but they... What ultimately someone wants is, man, I want to keep my business running. I want to keep feeding my family. And I want stability where people aren't like constantly firing at each other. And the only way to do that is some top guy being able to guarantee that. Luckily, in Australia, we have the government that's able to do that. Where like, if someone tries to fuck with you, we call the police and the police handles that. It's like, it's literally the same thing. They're just like the biggest thugs, like, but they're more organized. And there's less, and there's no less, sorry, no, not no, less corruption.
But what I'm saying is, much I don't see a system out. I don't see. This is why. Also, the other reason that I was saying that Vietnam is one of the success stories of Southeast Asia, because they've just announced a policy that's ditto with China, where they're just wiping out corruption nationwide,
really?
Locking up thousands of officials. Really? Yeah,
but a lot of people, even like, but you know where where that step comes in. So there's a point where the government starts making money, and it feels that it is able to reach into these black holes and provide the services that like a country like Australia is able to. But when the system is already the wheels are running, what you do is, how do you stop it? Where like the government comes in and says, well, okay, from now on, these gangsters, you're not going to give them any money. The gangsters are not just going to be like, all right, fine, well, the government's here, so we're going to go home. They're like, well, we'll fuck with you. Are you going to send police? We're going to fire at them. So then what happens is that, and then so the government tries to like then do this massive sweep. Well, they're like, okay, well, no nonsense anymore. If you fuck with us, we'll show you how fucking is actually done.
Mm. But it seems like it goes all the way to the president in Indonesia.
It's
just gangster capitalism on a bigger level when it gets to Jakarta. But they're all gangsters.
But you know why it goes all the way to the president of Indonesia? I don't know the president of Indonesia well enough to know that if he is actually corrupt himself. But I wouldn't be surprised if he has corrupt links. And the reason why he would have corrupt links is not because he is particularly interested in corruption. It's because he is depending on sources of power, what keep him in the position that he is in. And those sources of power may be corrupt because the system that he lives in, like, it's the same with Pakistan, where like the president or the prime minister might himself not be corrupt, but he is depending on sources that may be corrupt because the system is such that everyone is kind of corrupt. So in order to like, in only a country like China, where you go through this dramatic change where the state all of a sudden becomes way richer than what it was only like 8 years ago, that you can successfully put people in prison and actually, you know, change the system in a way that corruption is rooted. I think like uprooted. I think in a country like Vietnam, what ends up happening is that maybe initially the motivation is to get rid of corruption, but it again becomes the person who is putting people in jail is eventually occupied by someone who himself is corrupt. So he starts putting people that he doesn't like in jail. And so it sort of self-perpetuates itself. So what I'm saying is like Vietnam will be able to do that effectively once its state is strong enough to be able to do that, which I think is a bit too early for them. However, they're on the right track. They are growing. Their economy has changed, but only recently.
Right. Okay. So there is a way out of that corruption loop.
But
because
it's,
it just
it's a
seems
long
like
process.
It's perpetually like that.
Yeah, it, well, at the moment it is.
So there, once a state has descended that far into corruption, there is a way to clean it up.
Yeah, but it requires a lot of effort and a lot of time.
Okay. Because when I was just looking at that, just that little clippet, that's what disturbed me most about the entire movie, because it just made me realize that those gangsters are in power forever. There's nothing you can do to sweep them out. So
what you know what you need to do is, in most cases, and that's how like countries like Australia and all of these first world countries that have been able to overcome these, because it was similar back in the day, even in Europe. It's obviously changed now, but in the 1800s, 1700s, they were going through similar shit. What happens is that you need to strengthen institutions. You need to have these institutions like, you know, not just your parliament. Like, you know,
Healthy
your
Harold.
Healthy Harold is...
He's an institution. Don't laugh, Miss Love.
You need
don't bring him up and then giggle at a puppet that it's a shit giraffe that changes every now and then no primary school kids seem to notice.
What about when you came out of the wall? Bzzz, bzzz,
bzzz. Yes!
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Do you want to say anything, Harold? Oh, he's shy.
Please tell me it's like a meat pie shop that you're talking about.
No, it's this giraffe puppet that used to come up. I think it was in year four, and this bus used to come in, and everyone would go, "Do you want to see Happy Harold?" And then, Healthy Harold. And then everyone would go, "Yay!" And then this animated giraffe puppet would go, "Zzz." And then every time, like, he wouldn't say anything. He wouldn't say anything. And they say, "Would you like to say anything?" And then they'd make it just shake its head, go, and then go in. And then we had to listen to an hour long spiel about eating vegetables. God, it was the original Scientology's Ponzi scheme of saying that enlightenment is just around the corner.
But I'm sorry, but that I'm not trying to divert, get back into it, but that's so good. What do you think, Eric? Oh, he's shy. He's not shy. You haven't got the money to make him talk.
Anyway. Damn, Australia's a corrupt institution in himself.
Yeah, well, no one's talking
why
about
are they
this corruption.
That over the top?
The scheme.
How can we not afford a tape recorder?
That's a very. I feel like that's a very like.
Yeah, I prefer that.
This
over
is why
like,
he's kept his pants on.
Yeah, this is why
he doesn't know about sex ed. I feel like
giraffe.
I feel like that. Healthy Harold could possibly, like, without stereotyping, possibly be like a Pakistani thing of just like, okay, the happy giraffe has come in, like, it's like, oh no, it's broken, run, children, run. Like,
dude, the closest thing, you know, like, we had a version of that, but so much more third world.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Was it a Muslim thing? I'm so ready.
No, which is that they said that
happy
there
snake
is
charm, yeah.
The greatest, the world has never seen such a thing, a half woman, half lioness. And you go like, what? It's like, if you buy these tickets, you go into and you see half woman, half lioness. And you go like, all right,
that's
let's all right, go
that's
check it
cool.
out. Yeah, it's cool, but when you see it, you go like, this is not cool at all. So it's a girl maybe 14 years who's malnourished because she still looks like she's 8 years old, and she's sitting like her feet are down, and you can just see her head sticking out, and there's like a cat's a costume lying right next to her, and it's supposed to be that she's half lion, half human, and but you can actually see her legs underneath the table.
It's still
and then
it's
they
still
say,
better than Healthy Harold, dude.
No, better. But this is the part where it becomes really, really shit.
Okay, I was gonna say that's better. But
yeah.
Go on.
So what they say is, and then you go like, well, this is pretty shit, and they go like, well, wait till you see this. If you throw 10 rupees inside this lady's cage, she will wag her tail, and you go like, all right, fine, whatever. So you throw 10 rupees, and then you can see a little rope that goes up and down, and the tail goes up and down as well.
I don't know which one's worse. They're both fucked. They're both so fucked.
What are you talking about? This is a huge indictment on Australia. I can't believe it. Like, Healthy Harold has to be the shittest attraction on earth. Like a robotic giraffe that can't talk, or like some malnourished chick pretending to be a lion. I know which one I'm paying 10 rupees for.
Yeah, the lion for sure. Yeah, what do you think? It's shy. No. No, he's not shy. That's just extremely poor. Get at least, give me the girl with the fucking tail any day. At least there's some real robotics. and that's also like, kind of like anthropologic. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's something you might see in like the
Discovery Channel. Poverty leads to hoaxes all over the country.
No. It's on the Discovery Channel. The hoax would be accompanied with a question mark.
No, dude, it's the kind of thing you'd see at like the Harlem Museum of Oddities, New York, in New York City.
Ripley's, believe it or not.
Gold Coast.
Yeah. Like, like you'd go in there and be like, that was crummy, but it was kind of enjoyable. It was like a theater. Whereas Healthy Harold was just like, show, who knows about the stars? Like, just show us the model of the Just show us the model of the fucking like human up there made of plastic, but it's a chick, so she's got tits. Light her the tits up. Like, you remember that?
What?
There used to be a model and it was like the light up parts of the body, and it was like the tits light up, and I'm like, all the boys are like, oh yes,
yeah, that's right. It's all coming back.
Is this
all
like,
the shit displays?
So where is this?
And
like
a Healthy Harold was just a component contingency arm of Questacon, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's it.
And Healthy, is this was restricted to Sydney or is this an Australia wide thing?
Australia wide. No, because I was in regional New South Wales at the time, and yeah, Healthy Harold was on tour.
It's a van that pulls up to your school, and it's like, come on in.
And also, can anyone attest to this as well, that the chick is 6.5 out of 10 every time.
The model?
The chick that is next to her just going, and you want to come out, Harold?
Yeah. It's a solid 7.
Yeah, she was just a little bit too not hot enough to be next to the puppet on Agro's Cartoon Connection.
I thought you were going to say next to the puppet she's standing next to. The puppet's hotter. The fucking diagram of a human body was hotter than her.
I would get sucked off by that for a joke, though. That'd be great.
I mean, in all seriousness, though, I am very sentimental about Healthy Harold, and I loved going in there, but fuck, it was crummy. And I was like, I can't get over it. Just give it to me one more time. The sounds. I can't get over it. Just for me. Sorry, everyone.
That is your love in life. You are like that Simpsons writer that demands to have a homeless man in every episode that he writes. You are that, but for mechanical noises. Nothing makes you more excited than the sound of... You want to say hello, Harold? Oh, he's shy. All right, back you go.
Please don't...
And once again, Ms. Love has derailed a perfectly good discussion. Yeah. And we'll see you next week. Give us money.
In fact... People will hate this.
Let's make mechanical sound impressions.
All right, well, see you next time.
Shy shit.
Oh my god. Miss Love.
Change places.
Shame, shame, shame.
Nah, we'll do it afterwards. Shame, shame, shame.
How many more points have we got? I'm so confused.
No. Well, this one's it. And look, thank them and apologize
so
for ruining a discussion.
Yeah, thanks so much for your money. You can hear me laugh more about mechanical noises if you keep it going. I mean, we really appreciate it. That pedal show style. Really love you all. No, seriously, it's mad. But dude, mechanical noises.
And also, all of those. Okay, just before we end this, sorry, this is between me and the audience. All of those guys that have been paying me out for one, having a Chinese boner.
What's.
Fuck you. I will eventually respond to
a Chinese
to you.
Boner.
What the fuck is that?
It's like people are like Healthy paying me out for like being too lenient on China.
Oh.
And like, in fact, one of these guys was actually quite ridiculous. I do want to respond to him, but like, what I'll find a different because I don't want to like take up the entire pod. And the second guy who paid me out for casually mentioning Venezuela once while talking about Brazil.
Yeah, I'll pay that.
Dude, I was fucking talking about Brazil. And secondly, you are kind of right on some things and not right on others. I will respond to you on a different forum, all right?
They ate rats.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I meant. That's the best payout ever. All right, see you guys next week. Thanks for giving us money.
Say hello.
I'm fucking switching this off. See ya. Bye.